This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Thousands of refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh streamed into Armenia Monday as a deadly blast rocked a fuel depot in the rebel enclave, and Azerbaijan, an ally, Turkey, hailed Baku's victory over the majority ethnic Armenian area. Many of the refugees are shaken up and scared. Among them, here's a young mother, Alpine Mosvian.
We ran into a hangar, then to a basement in Stepanakert. The gunfighting was everywhere, all the time, not even a five-minute break. It was going on all the time. We could not leave the basement because it was dangerous. We could die at any moment.
Several days after the fighting, more than 6,000 people have so far entered Armenia, according to Yerevan. Two members of Bahrain's army were killed and others injured in a Houthi drone attack on Monday during a deployment in Saudi Arabia near the border with Yemen. Bahrain's state news agency quoted its country's army with the information. At least 7 people died, 9 missing in Mexico, after heavy rains turned a mountain stream into a torrent of muddy floodwater that swept away villagers. Authorities said the bodies of some of the victims were reported to have been found several kilometers downstream from where they disappeared in Autlan in the western state of Jalisco. A small child and 2 other people were found dead Monday after a sewage-polluted river swollen by heavy rains swept away precarious homes in the Guatemalan capital. 9 children among 15 people missing after the river gushed through the Dios es Fiel shantytown. This is VOA News.